Ron DeSantis proposes more tax relief for Floridians, including year-long tax suspension on certain household items. By Hannah Blow on September 20, 2022. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, R., on Tuesday unveiled a 2023 legislative proposal designed to provide further relief to Florida families as they deal with the burden of President Joe Biden's economy. The proposal includes tax relief in several areas, from certain household items to baby necessities and more. This proposal, if approved by the legislature, would provide $1.1 billion in tax relief for Florida families. It includes a permanent tax exemption on necessities for babies and toddlers, from diapers to clothing, which alone would save Floridians $132.5 million, according to the governor's office. The proposal also includes permanent tax exemptions for cribs, strollers, and medical equipment. Further, the governor proposes a year-long tax exemption period for household items under $25, using laundry detergent and trash bags as an example. That move alone, according to the governor's office, would save Floridians an additional $112.3 million. So if you buy $500 worth of stuff, every single thing that's under $25 is tax-free, DeSantis explained during Tuesday's press conference. So that could be pretty significant for folks, particularly people that have to have, you know, that have big families and they've gotta look after the household, he added, walking through the other proposals. Other exemptions include a year-long exemption on children's books and toys for young children, as well as children's athletic equipment and pet food. This is the most robust package, this $1.1 billion, just what I announced here. Then you look at the toll relief, which is between $400 and $500 million, and we're not done yet. We're actually going to do more proposals, and so stay tuned for that. DeSantis said, adding that these initiatives will help Floridians weather Biden's economic storm. I'm concerned about some of the turmoil that's yet to come, and I hope that that doesn't come to pass. Because we have such a big surplus, not only do we have the budget stabilization or rainy day fund, we're going to have billions and billions of dollars that we can set aside in the event of more economic turmoil because of Biden policies, DeSantis added. We're going to deliver for the people of this state more than we ever have before, he continued. Watch. The proposal follows the governor's signing of a similar $1.2 billion tax relief package in May, which includes an upcoming gas tax holiday, coming in October. We're doing $200 million in gas tax holiday, so that will reduce the fuel tax on October 1 by about 25 cents a gallon, DeSantis said at the time.